Welcome to the Money Buddha podcast, where I chat with people who I admire, people who really follow the things that light them up in business and in life. And our guest today does exactly that. She is an accountant, CPA, currently on pause. After getting a divorce at 30 years old, she completely rebuilt her life and reinvented herself. She's a mindset coach and also a podcast host of It's Renee podcast. She is 100% team chocolate. She enjoys her coffee in the morning, wine in the evening, and she is a new mom and a lover of everything makeup, beauty, and fashion. So please let me welcome our guest, René Claude
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And it's always very humbling to hear someone else introduce me. I'm always like, oh yeah, I do that. Great.
I know. I love the intros for that because, first of all, it gets you like also sending me stuff about you when you fill it out. Like, so I find like people have to really think about it, right? Because we don't think about
I
where we've
agree.
come.
I
Like,
agree.
we always look forward and don't look kind of back or like what we actually accomplished.
Yeah,
But I love
no, that's true. I
Yeah.
love it.
So I'm
Yay.
so excited to talk to you today. So it's our first time like meeting pretty much, I guess, on Zoom, but still it counts. And so we know some of the same people, and that's how I kind of like saw you on social media. And I'm like, she's like really like you really look like someone that I would really enjoy talking to. Definitely the same vibe. So I'm like, she passes the vibe check. So I really am excited to talk to you today. So tell me about, so first of all, you're a new mom.
I am.
So that's probably like the newest part of your life that is brand new. Can you tell me about that? How's it going? Like, how old is she?
She is 7 months old.
Okay.
So she was born in August. I'm very looking forward to having a summer without a massive belly and, just kind of feeling myself a little bit more. The first few months, it was really chaotic. It feels like a blur. I can't really remember like what happened. I think mostly because I'm a very like routine person, and I thrive when I have a routine. And we all know that with a newborn, you just forget about a routine. You don't have that. So it was very, very hard for like the Virgo in me. If you know any Virgos, we are very organized. We want to know what we're doing at any point in time. And so yeah, it was very hard. But now we actually found a routine in within like our chaos, and it's been great. I'm obsessed with her.
I find like that age is when you kind of feel like you're kind of finding some type of like stability and like routine. And even though there's always like some chaos or like stuff that you can't predict, like there's always like, but I feel like, yeah, like for me too, it was the same. Like,
Yeah, it's definitely better than it
yeah.
was.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I find I always like to talk to new moms because I was like, it really, I was like traumatized when I gave birth the first time. Or not even like that, but it's at the after, it's like the postpartum, it's like everything else that people, and for me it was in 2015, so people weren't really talking about it yet that much. And I'm so glad that people are now because I was like, I was trying to like warn everyone of my friends, like, oh my gosh, like you don't even know, like
Well,
the
I feel
way.
like it's not even talked about like enough today. Like it's still very like we talk about how the baby's doing after you give birth, but what about mom? Like just going through like birthing itself is like very traumatic, like on the body and mental aspect. So it's Yeah, it's definitely something that should be talked about more.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the most unhealthy version of myself was definitely the first few years of like having a baby, like for sure.
Right.
Like mentally, I was just like, what's going on? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like a survival mode, like for sure is how I,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're doing good.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And you look good, anyways.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
So I was really curious about, because I don't know all like your story and
yeah,
I've seen glimpse of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're an accountant CPA on pause. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
So yeah, I still can't believe that sometimes, because I spent so much time studying for that. And, you know, there's still a part of me that can't let go of that title. But I feel like I've gone like that route because my parents told me that, you know, it was a safe choice and that there would always be jobs and, you know, I would do good financially. But my dream as like growing up and like later, as a young adult, was to go into the beauty industry. And my parents would tell me like, oh, like it's very volatile. Like you need to build a big clientele. Like, if something happens to you, like you know, you don't really have the means to take care of yourself or whatever. So I think that's why I initially did it. And mind you, like I do like accounting, like I still love some aspects of it, but the aspects that I do love, if you want to make money as a CPA, it's no longer what you do. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I was at a point where I reached like the highest level essentially in my organization, and I had about 30 employees on my team, and I was really good at my job, but there was this like emptiness inside that I just didn't feel fulfilled. And I was like, I can't keep doing this. Like there's so many things out there that I would be so much better at. And I just need to kind of take that leap of faith. So I dropped my full-time job to 3 days a week, and I decided to stay there because they offered me a position. It's no longer in accounting. It's kind of in like an HR training area of the job, where I get to kind of train people on accounting, but also on goal setting and mindset stuff, which really aligns with what I really want to do in life. So yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at. I'm on year one, excluding my mat leave, of doing that different role. So that's why I say CPA on pause. Because I just don't know what's going to happen in the future, but that's kind of what happened there. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I always love when people are true to their selves and like feelings and recognize when if something's not fulfilling, and actually like taking action. That's like,
yeah,
me, when I see someone doing that, I'm like, ooh, like I'm like rooting for them. I'm like super happy for them.
It's very scary. And I think that's why I still have one foot in there.
Right.
You know, eventually I would like to do my stuff full time. But it's like, it's so scary. I'm not ready yet.
I mean, it's a step in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. I love that so much. I'm always so curious to know. I'm like, okay, well, like when and how, like,
exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And then also I see that a lot of the things that, like you post about is having reinvented yourself, got to like, to the real you again after feeling like that you're just like muted or like whatever, like not muted but like toned down, or you weren't like expressing yourself. So can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So I, when I was a young adult, I met my ex-husband now. And so we were together for close to 9 years. Got married when I was 28, I think. And it was a relationship where I was so young when I met him, and I was just getting into like the adult world, didn't really know who I was. And I kind of like gave him the power of like, you tell me who I should be, because I don't know right now who I'm supposed to be. So he kind of like, guided me in the direction that he thought was kind of like what he wanted in a partner and a wife. And me being kind of a people pleaser, I was just kind of like going with it and doing all the things that, he wanted me to do, and really got into fitness, because that was his entire world. And don't get me wrong, I'm very grateful for those years because I learned so much, and today I live a very healthy lifestyle. But it was just consuming my life, and there came a point where I was going in one direction and he was going in a different direction, and it was just becoming very toxic because it wasn't working anymore. Like, I was trying to become this person that I was meant to be, and he was used to me being a certain way and kind of like not liking where this was all going. So anyways, we ended up separating, and despite knowing deep down that this is what we needed to do, it was the worst period of my life. I felt completely lost. All of a sudden, you spend your entire adult life with a person, and then you kind of associate who you are with that person, and your couple, you everything that you envisioned. And I mentioned it before, as a Virgo, you want to know where you're going, what you're doing. My future was no longer, I didn't have a picture of my future anymore, and it was just like, oh my God, who am I without that person? Who am I without this relationship? Where am I going? What am I doing? I'm not sure I like accounting anymore. What does this mean? Like, it was just mayhem. Like, I remember, like, it was such a dark period of my life, and I was like desperately trying to like find help. I think I called like 15 different psychologists, offices, and I couldn't find a spot. And I was like, you know what? If I can get out of this dark hole, I'm going to make it my life's mission somehow to help women that are feeling exactly this. And so, day by day, like just with the resources that I could find, and I eventually find coaches and stuff, I just like completely reinvented myself, like basically reconnected with who I was as a kid and what I liked back then. And that really helped me kind of align what I wanted to do as an adult. And then, yeah, I took a life coach course with the Life Coach Institute in the US, and I started doing coaching, and then everything else kind of fell into place, the podcast and all of that. But yeah, that was really the turning point in my life for sure.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's so. I feel like a lot of people, because with my job, people call us when it's either happening or they don't really know where to go, like mortgage wise, right? So if they have a house, or
Right.
I have conversations with people that are like in that, you can tell, like in that space, and
Yep.
usually it becomes a little bit therapeutic where like we'll talk more than just the normal stuff.
Exactly.
But I feel like usually when I see them at the beginning and then towards the end, you see like a transformation, and I think it's so beautiful when you can tell
Oh.
they're like they got to the other side, you know what I mean? Like they
Yeah.
feel like they kind of went through the whole like chaos and like the
Yeah.
uncertainty, and then finally they're like stable again and just feel like and it's so beautiful. I love it. I love like
me how too. It's
people in those situations for sure.
Yeah,
I get
and I feel like it, sometimes I feel like crying with them. Like most of my clients cry with me on the call, and when I end the call, I still feel super energized because I know it's what I'm meant to be doing. And like you said, seeing that transition and seeing them gaining that confidence and that fire to like become the best version of themselves. And now I watch them in the world and I'm like, wow, like it's so, so, so empowering. I love it.
Oh, cool. I love it too. I love it so much. It does energy when you see people, like when you feel that you can really help them too, like that you made a difference, even if it was just
exactly
or whatever it may be. So that's so awesome.
Yeah.
And so tell me about okay, so let's talk about your podcast actually.
Mm-hmm.
So you started a podcast like a few years ago or like last
when I want to say it was a couple years ago now.
Yeah. And so the thing that I love the most about it is that you record on the fly. So some of them I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's confirmation for me that like perfection isn't real, and it's all perfect, like it's fine, I don't notice. But I notice that I'm like, she's in you're like, I'm in my car, like, or I'm walking and I'm like, oh my gosh, like that is like goals for me, like that's
yeah
amazing. So
it's yeah
did you find that you like with time were like, okay, whatever, or have you, because I didn't listen to like the first one, so I don't know if it like changed over the like time that you've been doing it, or
like. Yeah, so I feel like the first couple episodes are really like they're really raw, they're really they're not on the fly, but they're really like emotional, and it's like you can feel my energy like across your headphones. Those were like kind of planned. I had like a vision of what I wanted to talk about, and I had bullet points on my sheet. I was, you know, in my house, no sound, no one around me. But I found like sometimes I get very inspired when I'm exercising, or when I'm just outside walking or listening to something, and then it kind of like it brings an idea in my head and I'm like, oh my God, I need to talk about it now because the energy is happening now. So that's why I started doing it like right on the fly, and I was like, you know what, it doesn't sound that bad.
No,
and
it's perfect.
For whoever's listening to it, it's a lot better for them to feel my energy and to actually like listen to it right when I'm feeling it than me kind of rehearsing it and doing it later when the energy might not be the same. So yeah, so I did that a few times, but not all of them.
I think like the last like your last few, the ones that I listened to, I'm obviously gonna keep listening to the other ones, but the ones that I like saw like that, I was like, ooh. And then and I like that they're like short and it's really just like, oh, I'm inspired, so I'm gonna tell you now. And that like I really resonated with that. I'm like, okay, because usually that's how I feel. It's like sometimes I'm driving and I'm like,
yep,
to pull over to do something, like to do a video or to, it's like too big, like there's a big energy download, like something happens, then you're like,
yep,
oh shit, like it's now. And
yep,
or even like writing a message or an email or a, I don't know, just something where it just like comes and I'm like, okay, I know exactly what I need to say. I have the whole thing like in my head right now and I have to pull
exactly
over. Like, so I get that. But like for podcasts, one, because I'm doing guests for now, but I've always like thought about like maybe I could also, when I feel those things, like, or do like solo ones. I've been thinking about it. But yeah, like I feel like sometimes it's just that one thing that you're like, oh my gosh, I need to share this, like,
yeah,
helps great, but it feels like no, someone needs to hear this, right? You kind of have that urge like, okay, I need to tell someone or people.
Exactly.
So I love that. I love, love, love that. So I'm definitely gonna keep listening to your podcast. I'm a new listener, but it's awesome. So thank you for doing that. It's inspiring.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. What I wanted to ask you also, I mean, I had so many questions because we're new friends. We're new friends. So tell me about your like cosmetic company or like the beauty products. Like, tell me about that, because I feel like when I picture starting a cosmetic company, there must be a lot of like steps to start.
So, where to even begin with that? It was always like a dream of mine to have that. And like, you can see my page, like I'm obsessed with makeup. Like my friends come over and we play with makeup. And I just, it's like, I was explaining to my partner yesterday, I'm like, it's like meditation for me. Like when I do a makeup, like whether it's on myself or on someone else, like it's like, it never, I'm never too tired to do one. Like it's really meditation for me. And I like to repeat that, because sometimes people feel like in order to meditate, you need to sit in a dark room and like, you know, just sit still. And that's not it. Like meditation can be like doing the dishes if it makes you feel at peace and like calm, right? So I always love that. And I was like, I want to start, you know, my business, because I find like the most comments that I get from people is, I never know what to buy. I never know what colors to get. And I was like, if I would have my own brand, I could help them. So my partner and I, one night we were having a glass of wine and we sat on the couch. We each had a laptop and we like started like searching for stuff. Like, how do you start your makeup line? Like who, like what's the first step? And so that was kind of like the trigger point. And then everything else just fell into place. Like, you know, when something is like meant to be, how it like just flows and everything happens so smoothly. Well, that's how it was. So I was like, what's the name going to be? And then I was like, oh my God, like, of course it's going to be Melia Beauty for Amelia, my daughter. Mm-hmm. And then started the business. I created the logo myself on Canva. Like it was just, everything was just happening so fast. Found a Canadian manufacturer, and that was like a very important goal of mine. Like I did not want my products to come from I don't know where, with like I don't know what in it. Like I really wanted something clean. So it just, that's how it started. I contacted the manufacturer, we talked, and then it happened. It was just, yeah, it happened.
And now you have products. Like, wow, like that's really impressive. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
So awesome. I love that you guys do it as a team too, like inspiring each other. You're like, hey, I want to, and he's like, okay, well, how do we start this? Like,
yeah, I think that like that was one of the, or I should say it's probably the thing I love most about this relationship. And when I found him, when we started dating, I said, like, I'm on a mission, like to become like the best version of myself. Like I'm really into personal development. And at the time he wasn't really sure what that meant. But I remember like, I was like, do you know about manifestation? Do you know how it works? And he was like, no. And I was like, just watch, I'll do this. And like, let's see, it's going to happen. And then he would see the things like unfold in my life. And he would be like, what the hell? Like, so he really started into personal development and working on himself. And when I think when the two people can do that in a relationship, and like, then you come together and it's like just so much more powerful. So yeah, I help him, he helps me with my goals, and it's just it's been great.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love
yeah.
that. I also love because I think the first few things that I saw on your social, like about you, was when saying like, oh, like I had a divorce at 30, and but like look at me now, like 3 years later, I'm so the happiest, like with like a loving relationship and a baby. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I always love seeing, so when people get a divorce, okay, I've never really seen it as a super negative thing. I've always seen it as like your second chance, like your new life. Like it's beautiful. Like I think everyone that I've kind of seen, and obviously there wasn't like that many when I was younger as much as like now, but or that I noticed or whatever, like surrounding me and my family. But I feel like it's such a beautiful thing. I'm like, because then you really think, and I feel like people are more intentional about what they actually want, what kind of relationship that you or who you want to be first, and then you attract like that, or you're more like, no, I want, like you have like better boundaries to like, okay, no, and like yeah. So I think
100%. And
beautiful.
I find like because I kind of discovered who I really was as a person, I became very confident in this is me. This is what I have to offer. The next person I'm going to share my life with, they're going to love me for me because that's who I am now. And I wanted to get to a point where I felt really secure in myself. That if it was going to happen where I would be on my own again, I would still be fine. Because that last relationship, I was very attached. I was very like dependent on that person. And that's why it was so chaotic when I ended up single, because I was like, I just didn't know how to be by myself. So, yeah, like I find when I found my partner now, it's like, what you see is what you get. I'm very comfortable on my own. You're not completing me, but you're complementing my life. And it's, yeah, it's just been great because you know exactly what you want. You know exactly what you're searching for in a relationship. And I think most importantly, you're not going to repeat the same mistakes, because you learn from them. And you're just, yeah, it's just a completely different relationship.
Cool. Okay, well, I love that. I love that you share it. And I feel like it gives hope to other people too that are maybe in that situation or looking for that, or it's like it's really it's beautiful. So
Oh,
thank you
thank
for
you.
sharing your life, I guess.
Of course, of
So
course. Yes.
can you tell me about, so because you're big in personal development, what's like one habit that you feel you like adapted, I guess, that like game changer for you, or like, I don't know, for someone that.
Yeah, there's a couple of, well, I want to say there's a few things, of course. But I think the most important, like for me, was to really cut out the negative stuff. I was, listening to the news daily because that's kind of like how I was brought up. Like my parents listen to the news and they always have that on. And after a while, I realized like, I was getting up in the morning and I had the TV on and the news channel was on. And after a while, I was like, there's not much positive stuff being mentioned on there. Like it's and with a reason, there's lots going on in the world and they have to talk about it. But it was kind of starting my day like on the weird like foot, because I was just like having all of that information that was not necessarily uplifting me or making me feel great. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to shut that off and kind of like listen to music or something that makes me feel happy when I get up so I can start my day with that positive energy. So that's something that I did. The news channel, it hasn't been on my TV for over 8 years now, I think. And like some people say, well, aren't you scared of like not knowing what's going on? I'm like, you know what? Someone is going to tell me whether I have my TV on or not. Like, I've never been, out of the loop. Like, Facebook tells me what's going on. Like, there's always a way to find out. And it's just been really, really good to like keep boundaries with my energy and just have positive stuff going around me, even like the people that I surround myself with, I'm very picky. I want my energy protected. I want, you know, to keep things positive the most that I can. So that would be like the first thing. And the second thing, is I really started listening to personal development podcasts, and audiobooks. So before that, I was not listening to that at all. I was not even reading, or if I was, it was like drama books or like love stories and stuff. And when I started that, it really changed everything because it gave me a different perspective. It was always positive stuff in my ears. Like I have my headphones on, even if I do laundry or like clean in the house. And it's really been like a game changer because you're grasping like positive stuff. And at the same time, you're learning. So you get to apply that in the world after and see it for yourself. So that was really something that changed my my life, I would say.
I love that. Yeah. I feel like sometimes I also love music and don't like the news and am aware of that. Not like I'm like, ugh, like I won't. I feel sometimes to shut off my internal chatter, I like to listening to someone else. So I realized that with podcasts, and podcasts like became more popular and stuff. And I'm like, oh, what's this? And then audiobooks too. And I find like sometimes I'm just like, oh, I need to like switch the channel in my head. So it's like instead of my own like loop or whatever, or like the energy there, it's like I'm gonna go get it from someone else while laundry or something like that too. Sometimes I'll forget and I'm like, Simre, I haven't been doing this for like a few months for some reason. Like it kind of, but then I'm like, I start again and I'm like, oh, this is like refreshing.
Oh yeah. And I feel it when I don't listen to podcasts or audiobooks for a while, I'm like, why am I not feeling like inspired? Like what's going on? Like, I don't know why. And then I'm like, oh yeah. Like I haven't been listening to the positive stuff in a while. And then I start over and it's like, here we go. Like I'm good.
I get that. And also for the gym, like if ever I haven't been to the gym for like 5 days or something, like longer than usual, and I'm like, why am I like feeling like this? And I'm like, oh, same, but like I haven't been like, oh,
exactly,
like, go today or not, just like Monday, like starting again. It's like, okay, like I need to go for a walk. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't even need to be
exactly
gym, like just I need to move my body, like I need to go somewhere else and do something. That's such a good one. That's so true. I get so much. So I guess for like, actually, this is a new question. I like to know though. I love quotes. Do you have like a favorite quote, like on the fly? Like I'm.
Oh my God.
Putting you on the spot.
I know, right? I do like. Is the first one that comes to mind right now is you can't have $1 million dream with a minimum wage work ethic.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, I know it. I'm not going to say it's my favorite quote of all time, but it's the one that came to mind. And it's the one I think that really applies to me right now. So it's probably why it came up.
So good, actually. I feel like a lot of people want things, but they just don't want to put the work in.
100%. It's very easy to get into like that Netflix and chill mode. I was debating, you know, unplugging my TV completely at some point.
When the time's right, when you're like, okay, no, I really want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Not do that.
Yeah,
like Atomic Habits, that's what he says, unplug the TV if you don't want to watch
TV as much.
Because then it makes it harder, because then you have to go plug it again if you want to watch it.
Exactly.
And then it's going to make you think, it kind of like puts a stop, like a little like barrier, like, oh, do you want to go watch, or because you didn't want to, this is why you did it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Tricking the brain. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I guess where could people go find you online? So I guess for all of your things.
Yeah, so they can find me. I'm mostly on Instagram. It's renee.a. I'm also on TikTok. This is very new. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm still on there just having fun. So I would say these two places are where I'm mostly active, especially on Instagram. And yeah, Melia_beauty_. That's my makeup business. And yeah, I love chatting with new people. So anyone that wants to message me, I'll be there.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here. I was so excited to talk to you. And I know, I feel like this might be a start of a new friendship. So
100%. You talked about my energy earlier and I was like, girl, pretty sure your energy is even higher than mine. Your messages always hype me up when you send me voice messages. So no, you're great. And I'm really excited that we finally connected.
Yay, Amasi. That's so nice. I wasn't expecting that. But yeah, I love doing voice messages because I feel like I can't put the energy that I actually want to in my messages. 100%. I have like a million emojis.
Yeah,
I do, but too. It's like I just rather talk.
Yeah,
like I can hear my voice, like actually how I'm feeling. So
exactly.
So thank you again so much, and a reminder to our listeners to go do something that lights you up today. Okay, bye.